GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
So you may have seen the news this afternoon that 10, approximately 10, we're not sure exactly how many, but 10 of the Mayo players have left the squad ahead of their game against Cavan at the weekend. One of the selectors has also left as well. It seems like a right mess at the moment in Mayo ladies football. So earlier on I spoke to the Mayo News' Edwin McGreal, who's all over this story. Edwin and Mike Finnerty broke the news this morning that this was going on, and it's since been confirmed in various quarters. So first question to Edwin, just what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so essentially word started to break around the county yesterday of this issue that 10 players, that approximately 10 players had walked out from the Mayo senior panel ahead of their round robin game against Cavan this weekend, which is obviously the timing of it is far from ideal for anyone. And effectively, these 10 players communicated their intentions this day week, last Tuesday, to their manager, Peter Leahy. And they met with county board officers on Sunday last, where I'm informed that they appraised the county board of their particular concerns. And the county board also met with Peter Leahy. But we haven't been, the county board haven't, I suppose, revealed exactly what we said there, and they generally don't in these situations. But the situation as things stand is Mayo are preparing for a crucial game against Cavan in Clonus on Saturday without 10 players, including their captain, their vice-captain and their star player, effectively Cora Thornton. So it's turmoil for Mayo ladies football at this point in time.
We've been hitting the phones this afternoon, as I'm sure you have, for the last 24 hours, and everybody is very tight-lipped. So the players have simply said through a WGPA statement, "We've stepped away from the Mayo panel for player welfare issues that are personal and sensitive to the players involved. Out of respect to the girls playing at the weekend and ourselves, we will not be commenting further. We wish the Mayo team well in their game on Saturday." The Women's Gaelic Players Association said they acknowledge the situation in Mayo ladies football. "We're aware of the issues at hand. We're supporting all the players. We would now appeal that speculation on the matter comes to an end and that all players are supported on and off the field. They say they'll continue to work with everyone involved." The Ladies Gaelic Football Association have said the Mayo situation very much an internal matter and we're not in a position to comment at this point in time. And then the Mayo Ladies PRO, Susan Rogers, quoted as saying that the Mayo Ladies Board can confirm a number of players have left the senior county panel, and with preparations ongoing ahead of Saturday's game with Cavan, there'll be no further comment from the board at this time. So nobody is saying much.
No, and I think the WGPA, I suppose, request for people not to speculate, unfortunately, that's not having the desired effect in Mayo. There's a lot of speculation, but until we hear more specifics from be it players, management or county board, you know, there is a vacuum at the minute. Certainly from what has been said today in that statement where the departed players are issued a statement to the WGPA, player welfare issues that are personal and sensitive to the players involved, that obviously does sound quite serious. But, you know, we're all very intrigued to know specifically what those are. My understanding is that Peter Leahy, the manager, will not be speaking on this matter until after the game on Saturday. So I'm sure that'll be a post-match media scrum that a lot of people will be curious to hear the outcome of. And it will be interesting to see if subsequent to the game on Saturday, the players who have walked away issue any further statement, because they are clearly saying that out of respect to the girls playing at the weekend, we will not be commenting further. But once the game is out of the way, and I know they will have another game against Dublin to prepare for, but does that change and do we get more specifics on it at the minute? But certainly we can, we do know that the issue here is between a group of players and management rather than with the county board. That much is certain.
Okay, that's an interesting point to clarify, because I must say when I first heard of the situation, I presumed it was an issue with players in the county board. Because I have a clip for you here. We had Cora Staunton in studio last September, and it was a wide-ranging interview. She was in brilliant form. She's a thoroughly fascinating character. And over the course of the interview, she was just talking about the fact that they've had issues with the county board in the past. They've had quite a few managers, a glut of managers at one point, who the players probably didn't feel were up to scratch. Here's just a clip of her summing up some of the issues they had with the county board over the managers.
From 2005 to 2010, I think we had 7 or 8 different managers. And in 2010, then our county board pulled us out of championship. It's been well documented, 2010 that comes and then we're pulled out of championship. And, yeah, you know, there was a lot of kind of stuff that went on in them periods that if it was managed at all well, I do think Mayo could have won more and challenged Cork.
It certainly
more
sounds
in
like
era.
Even the turnover of managers. I hadn't realised you'd gone through that many managers. Are those managers being relieved of their duties or their... Are they walking away because they're not happy with the county board or like what's going on?
A lot of the time when they come in, they just weren't fit for posts. So they were just being picked, but, you know, they weren't, you know.
Was there an element of it's just the ladies team? We can
yes, exactly.
There?
That didn't mix well with the players.
No, and I can imagine the frustration.
Yeah. So and then girls, you know, the girls dropped off. They were frustrated with what was happening. And like even within that period from 2005, 2006, we got back to an All-Ireland in 2007. Yeah. But even in them periods, we lost 2005 and 2006. We were losing to Cork by point in a semi-final.
Yeah.
So we weren't far away. Even in 2008 and 2009, we were still very close. Maybe for a few years after that.
Yeah.
You know,
so even with the poorer preparation,
exactly,
the talent you had was still very close.
Very, very close. We were like, it wasn't that we were far away. We were very, very close.
And it's
frustrating.
Yeah,
when you look
imagine,
when you look back at it, you look back at it in times where it was probably all Ireland that we, you know, we could have won if you know, we were managed it all a little bit better on a county board kind of structure.
Was it serious enough that, you know, you would strike me even at 21, 22, 23 to have been a leader, the tallies woman of the team, to go to the county board and say, we're not getting the quality of management we had before. Did you try and have those conversations?
Oh yeah, we had many a conversation. It's well documented even on 2010, like, you know, we were myself and probably Yvonne Byrne, who's still playing, and a few more were being called the troublemakers, the ones that were causing all the problems.
Right.
Where we just wanted standards, you know. We'd managers that would come in and just, we'd have one manager and that he'd manage everything. He'd be our coach, he'd be our trainer, he'd be everything. And we weren't used to that.
Yeah.
You know, we were used to higher levels. So yeah, of course you're going to challenge people, you know. You're instinctively, you're that type of person. You're not going to just go to training and, you know, have standards that are really low and you know that's not good enough to win.
What was the county board response generally?
Oh, very, very negative towards us, and it was that we were trying to, you know, run the team and all of that, but we were just looking for certain standards, and, you know, it was very poor, you know, there was a very poor relationship between us, you know.
Hmm.
You know, even in 2010 we were pulled out of championship, which was a crazy decision. We'd have gone off and trained ourselves as a group.
Why exactly did they do that?
Because they said that, the team were causing trouble and they got to try to get rid of their manager in 2010, which we didn't. We just said we wanted these things in place.
So again, if you're just tuning in, that's Cora Stonnan speaking to us in September and not today. We have Edwin McGreal from the Mayo News with us. I think that's a very insightful clip, though, Ed, when there is previous here, that's for sure.
Without a doubt, Joe, and this goes back even further. Like, I know Cora referenced 2005 to 2010, but even when Mayo were at their peak and won 4 All-Irelands in 5 years from 1999 to 2003, there were fissures there between the players and the county board, and Finn Barrigan would have been involved at management level in those years, and the sense was he wasn't always the favoured appointment from the county board, even though the players were very keen on him. Waiting and indeed Frank Brown, who managed Mayo to the All-Ireland final last year before stepping aside in his first term in charge in 2007, he brought Mayo to an All-Ireland final, but he was relieved of his duties before the following season started, and that led to a lot of acrimony among the players. And of course the nadir was in 2010 when incredibly Mayo were pulled out of the championship. The Connacht championship was effectively handed to Galway without so much of a game having to be played, and Mayo wouldn't have played football that year at all, only for 3 clubs in the county appealed the decision that had been made at the behest of the Mayo County Board. The 3 clubs appealed the decision to Central Council and Mayo were reinstated. They played a game against Kerry in the qualifiers. They lost that, but it was more so an element of pride and showing that we are still on the road here. But it is important to stress that as far as this particular situation goes, there are no issues in relation to the county board, and there are also no issues to do with ancillary things that you would often hear, disgruntlement in county squads relating to strength and conditioning, food after game and training session, physio availability, etc. Relatively speaking, the Mayo setup is as good as what's around in ladies football, so there are no particular issues there.
Okay.
This seems to centre on an issue between players and management and players, and the exact specifics we are still waiting on. The full story has yet to be revealed here.
How long has the manager, Peter Leahy, been in the job?
This is his first year in charge. He was brought in by Frank Brown as a selector last year during the course of the season and would have done a lot of work, particularly in Championship. And there would have been certainly there would have been a lot of high praise of his work on the training ground and from a tactical point of view. And Frank Brown stepped away of his own volition this time over the winter. And Peter Leahy was one of the people to apply for the position, and he was appointed to the position by the county board.
I saw already this season Mayo lost to Galway in the Connacht final. Has there been a sense that they haven't been going well this year? People will obviously remember they reached that All-Ireland final with 40,000 plus watching in Croke Park against Dublin. Is there a sense they have not been going as well this year under Leahy?
Not necessarily. No, they had a good league, and particularly so when you consider that they played the entire league without Corus Staunton, who was in Australia playing for the Great Western Sydney Giants, and had remarkable success there as well. So they were playing the league without their talisman effectively, and coped very well. A lot of strong results in that. And nice. Mayo Galway games in recent years, they've always been games that could go either way. And perhaps if sometimes fridges like these don't reveal themselves if a team's winning games. And if Mayo had got over the line against Galway in that kind of final, but Galway won by 2 points. But effectively, because of the new structures that have been implemented by Ladies Gaelic, both teams are effectively in the same situation going into round-robin qualifiers for the All-Ireland quarter-final. So, there wouldn't be a sense that Mayo are that much further behind Galway in terms of getting where they need to be in the All-Ireland series. But at this stage, they're certainly way behind where they need to be if they're going to play Cavan and Clonus without ten of their key players. And the other game is against Dublin in that group. So the Cavan game is surely the game that they would have been targeting to win, to be one of the two teams to emerge from that group.
So based on everything you're saying, it's fairly clear this isn't a direct issue with the county board. This isn't an issue over ancillary things like strength and conditioning or food after games or just general facilities for the players. There has been some breakdown of some kind between these approximately 10 players and the manager, Peter Leahy. We don't know exactly the nature of that breakdown. Has it been your sense, Ed, from talking to people around the camp or around the picture who may have some deeper insight than we do, quite clearly, has it been your sense that this thing is fixable? Can Peter Leahy and these players work together again, or is this going to be a them or me kind of situation, or do we know?
It's very hard to see it being fixed ahead of the game on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I mean beyond that almost.
Yeah, but I think the fact that game, and if Mayo were to lose that game, I suppose it will just that will create its own fissures, and I think it might be hard to see after that game the current management and this group of players willing to work together. But it's not impossible to say that might happen, and I'm sure the Mayo County Board would love to see a resolution along those lines happening, but At this juncture, it's very, very hard to see that happening.
Yeah. When this thing all gets sorted out in the wash, one way or another, either Leahy staying on or fixed or the players just not playing again, which actually is the trickiest option, because 10 players not playing is just too significant. It's just untenable. Mayo County Board will have questions asked of them locally, won't they? I mean, there's just too many previous instances with this, with the ladies team, of this thing going screwy. I hadn't realised there were issues between 1999 and 2003 when they were winning all those All-Irelands. The 2005 to 2010 period is obviously just an embarrassment to everybody. And now for lightning to have struck again, there will be questions asked of how much due diligence the Mayo County Board are doing.
There always will be in situations like this. I suppose, just to be fair to the current executive of the county board, it's a relatively new group of people that are involved. So they wouldn't necessarily have been involved in previous controversies. So I suppose they will be associated with that. But
I suppose
it's not entirely fair. But at the same time, where they will earn their corn in this is how they deal with the situation from here. And they're in a very unenviable situation. Mayo are due to train tonight. How many numbers will be at training? You know, are they 10 players gone from a squad? The first concern is, are they in a position to field at the weekend? I understand that they're confident that they will be able to field, but are they looking to bring in players from the outside? And also, presumably, because they met with the players at the weekend, the county board are aware of what the issues are. What are the county board going to do about them? Do they consider these issues significant enough to take a particular action, or do they not? And once we, once we know what the issues are ourselves, we'll be in a better position to judge whether the county board's actions in this regard were sufficient or not.
Yeah, that's a very key point, I think. Yeah. Okay. Just when Mayo fans thought they might have had a quiet summer.
No such thing. There's never a dull moment in Mayo football.
No, clearly. Edwin McGreal, I'm sure the Mayo News will have the scoop over the next few days. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.